Hello, everyone. Welcome to Freedom's Way Monday. We're so glad to be here with you today. And I just want to remind, remind everyone, if you have opened this message from an archive source, we're on a live teleconference meeting. That means that people will be calling in from all over the place. So we're going to give them a couple minutes to get here. Pardon me. And anytime you digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us live on our meetings, you would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363. If you want to know more about Freedom's Way Ministries, please go to our website of the same name, Freedom with an S, Way, Ministries is plural, .com. God bless you all. We'll get started shortly. And in the meantime, if you'd like to say hello, now is a good time to do that. Let me know you're here.
I'm here, though.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Hi, Vicki.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Helen, and I've got a friend from Marsh's online tonight, Diana.
Oh, hi, Diana. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet all of you.
Hallelujah. Glad to have you here.
She's just worked about 10 hours today.
Oh, well, then you're about to be refreshed, my dear.
I hope so. I've heard a lot of good things about all of you.
Well, if they were good, they were all true. anybody else want to say hello?
Good evening. Hi,
it's Marie.
Hi, Stephen, Cindy. Hold on one second. Hi, Marie. Hi, Stephen, Cindy. And who said hello, Vicki?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Thank you. Are we on tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Hi, Ms. Vicki.
Hey,
Pastor.
Hey, Bill. Mitch.
Brother and sister, I'm made it in too. Thank you.
There he is. Bill is at the fireplace, building a fire. Hallelujah.
All righty. Thank you, brother. Thank you. All righty, mate.
A little
yeah, Mr.
cozy.
Roman. Mr. Romance in there, uh-huh.
Oh, that's it.
All right, I'll mute out.
I actually think he likes watching the cat watch the fire. Yeah. The cat really likes the fire, so he just sits and enjoys it. He's not at all spoiled, of course. Of course not.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to say hello? We're going to get started in about 2 minutes.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Vicki.
Oh, sorry.
Hi. Hi, Charles. Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Hi, Vicki.
Well, is that Kathy?
Hey, Vicki.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Charity.
Oh, Charity, you made it in. Great. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? We are coast to coast with the Holy Ghost tonight and all the way across the states. Well, I mean, you know, all the states in the middle on the way. You know what I meant. Well, actually, I'm from Kirkland, so he might not know what I meant. All right. It's almost time to start. Anyone else want to say hello before we get started? Now is your opportunity. Okay. Hearing no other friendly hellos, I am going to mute your telephones for anyone that's new on the line. What that means is that you will still be able to hear us, but if there's any background noise where you are, it will not interfere. Everyone will still have a clear line to hear. So hold on just one moment. Praise the Lord forever.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. We are glad that you are here. And my name is Phil Burdett, and I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and be all that God has designed you to be. And anything we can do in that area, any way we can help, we are glad to do it. These teachings are instrumental in helping us grow in the Lord. As one source, there are many others. So relax yourself tonight. Get ready. You're going to be blessed. Did I leave anything out? Okay, praise the Lord. You can reach us at freedomswayministries.com, ministries with an S, and there's a treasure trove of information there as well. And it is all very powerful and anointed. So I'm going to pray us in and get us started tonight. So be prepared to be blessed. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that your word is anointed. And it does accomplish what you send it to do. It does not return void. And I thank you that your anointing is on this word that we receive tonight, and that it blesses us and helps us grow up in you in many ways and speaks to everybody where they're at and blesses their comings and goings and expands their territories and helps them, Lord, be more like you and enjoy the benefits of your kingdom. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would try to distort, blunt, distract this message in any way. And again, I say, Holy Spirit, have your way with us tonight. Move mightily with your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. A couple weeks ago, we presented a message all about righteousness. And in that message, we stated that the Lord himself is our righteousness and named himself that. Jehovah Tsidkenu. That is one of the common redemptive names of God, names that he gave himself to help us all understand him better and come into a deeper relationship with him. So now we're going to continue for a few weeks here, growing in our knowledge of God by exploring a few of those names that he calls himself. This message tonight will focus on Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord who is present. And that is the title of our message tonight. The Lord who is present, Jehovah Shammah. We'll look at when the Lord introduces this name in Scripture, what it truly means for each one of us to get to know Him as Jehovah Shammah, being always present with His precious children. Yes, that's you. Being present is part of God's redeeming nature. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation, that's your lifestyle, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Jehovah Shammah is the one who will never leave you or forsake you. He is the one who knows your every move, the one who is with you in good times and bad. It is His very presence in our lives that allows us to function in the world, to accomplish daily tasks, to meet daily challenges. Truly knowing God is present with us keeps us from ever feeling alone, because He is near. His love, His grace, His power, His mercy, everything He is with us. The Lord brought this powerful revelation of His character first to Jacob in a dream. This is where He called Himself Jehovah Shammah. Jacob was on a mission to find a wife according to his father's command. In a night vision, Jacob saw a ladder that extended from earth into heaven, and angels were ascending and descending this ladder. God stood above the ladder and spoke to Jacob, reinforcing and expanding the covenant He had made with Abraham.
Amen. Genesis 28, verses 13 through 15. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon you lie, to you will I give it, and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad in the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, and will keep you in all places whither you go, and will bring you again into this land. For I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you of. Moses also was given the direct revelation of the Lord as Jehovah Shammah, when God told Moses to tell the people, I am sent you. You may recall the encounter at the burning bush. This is where God instructed Moses to free the Israelites from the bondage of Pharaoh. Moses was unsure of himself and tried to make excuses about why he couldn't do that when he finally said to God, who am I going to say sent me? Exodus 3, verses 9 through 13. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Jehovah Shema is the Lord who is present, not the Lord who used to be with you. He is the one who is with you now. He didn't say, I am the Lord who's going to be with you someday. He's the one who is with you now. Think about this. In the presence of the Lord is everything we need, and it quells our every anxiety. He doesn't leave when the going gets tough, and he doesn't take a vacation when things are going well. Jehovah Shema is constant. He is faithful and as close as our hand. Reach out your hand. That's as far from you as God ever goes. Philippians 4, verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand.
Amen. The Lord is at hand. He is at your hand. He said, Behold, I am with you. He said, I will be with you. I am. Hallelujah. Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. This was to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah, pause and think about that. A very present help in trouble. No need to fear. Jehovah Shema is with you. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Jehovah Shema was with his people even during their captivity. Those who refused to bow to the golden image Nebuchadnezzar set up got a first-hand introduction to the Lord who is present. There were three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were condemned to die a fiery death because of their steadfast devotion to the living God. You can read this in Daniel chapter 3. Verses 10 and 11. You, O king, have made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falls not down and worships, he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. You're going to do this or you're going to die. Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I've set up? Verses 16 to 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, if you throw us in, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Well, this answer, Our fire is popping out. I don't know if you can hear it. It sounds like gunshots. Not really.
It's the sound effect.
It's the sound of the
effect. You're reading it.
That's right. It was a furnace. There you go. This answer infuriated the king so much that he had the furnace heated 7 times hotter. He then had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bound, still in their clothes, and cast into the fire by his mighty men. Because of the king's urgency and his wrath in building the heat of the furnace, when these men opened the door to throw the 3 dissenters into the fire, they themselves were engulfed by the flames and they were killed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell down, bound, into the middle of the furnace. What happened next astonished the king and everyone who witnessed this execution of their sentence. "Wait a minute," said Nebuchadnezzar. "Didn't we throw 3 men into the furnace? And weren't they tied up? There are 4 men in there, and they're just walking around in the fire. They have no bonds. The 4th man looks like the Son of God." Imagine this. God allowed Nebuchadnezzar's spiritual eyes to be opened, and he actually saw Jehovah Shammah present with his faithful followers. He was life in the place that was meant to be their death.
Hallelujah. Daniel 3, verses 21 to 23. "Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, 'Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said unto the king, 'True, O king.' He answered and said, 'Lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God.'" Now that's a testimony. Hallelujah. "At this point, Nebuchadnezzar called the 3 out of the fire, and they walked calmly out of the furnace. The king and all around him immediately recognized that not only were the men alive and well, their clothing was intact, and they didn't even smell like smoke. The only thing that burned off of them were the things they had been bound by." Thank you, Lord. "There was nothing Nebuchadnezzar could do but to declare that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was the true God of power and deliverance." Daniel chapter 3, verse 27. "And the princes and governors and captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, 'Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut to pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. And the king promised Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the power, in the province, I'm sorry, of Babylon.
He promoted them.
Let me read that again. I'm going to read that one. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. That makes more sense.
Enough. Hallelujah. Wow. You know, I don't know why anybody reads anything else. I mean, although I am a reader. Because I've read all these stories, but they're exciting every time I reread them or every time I hear them again. The Bible is such an exciting book. You've got everything in there that you could ever hope and beyond. It's just, okay, back to our message. It wasn't that these three men were braver than other men or that they were foolish in their belief. They knew their God. They knew their God. Pardon me. They were aware of his presence in their lives. They knew Jehovah Shammah. They were confident that they would be delivered out of the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar. They knew that they could put their trust in Jehovah Shammah. They were obedient to his command to put no other gods before him. And because of that, they were richly rewarded. Think about that. I mean, they not only were their lives spared, they were promoted. They weren't slaves anymore. They were in charge. Consider this. They weren't taken out of the fiery furnace. They were protected in it. Many Christians think that because our God is with us, he should keep us out of trials and out of tribulations and out of persecutions and far away from wilderness experiences and any other sort of trouble that comes our way. They believe that somehow God is with us to serve us rather than for us to serve him, and that he's some kind of super sugar daddy to cater to our every whim. However, this account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should give us a key. In order to enjoy God's outpouring of favor and protection, we must be obedient to his commandments. Imagine that. Knowing the Lord is present with us should bring about a continual awareness in us to do the things that are pleasing to him. These obedient servants of Jehovah Shammah perceived that his presence with them would save them. They showed us that the God we perceive is the God we will experience. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Two of the biggest little words in the Bible are, if you. Great men of God who recognized the different aspects of God's nature paid attention when he said, if you. They knew that the rewards which flow from obedience are endless. When God spoke through Moses, giving rules to the Israelites about everything under the sun, one of the rewards of obeying those rules was to have a close relationship with him. The Lord promised that if the people kept his commandments, he would be with them every step of the way.
Yeah, if you is always followed by then I with God. If you do this, then I will do this.
The law was given to Moses by God to keep the people safe and to lead his people to Christ. It was recorded in the book of Leviticus. The word of the Lord gave the conditions, followed by a litany of wonderful promises for meeting and maintaining the conditions. One of these was that they would know him as Jehovah Shema. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1 through 12. You shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the Lord shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people.
Amen. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Oh, he said he was here. Hallelujah. I will walk among you, be your God. No matter what else may befall us in our lives, no matter what we may lose or give up along the way, no matter who in our lives may abandon us or reject us, we can be assured that God is with us always. Psalm 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Wow. The prophet Isaiah foretold the physical manifestation of Jehovah Shema when he prophesied of the coming Christ. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah knew. He understood what he was speaking. The name Emmanuel literally is translated God with us. God with us. Isaiah knew that the coming Messiah, Christ Jesus, would dwell in us, being ever present in our lives. The same God who is with his servants in the fiery furnace is the same God who would one day come and dwell in his people, not just with, but in. Isaiah knew Jehovah Shema. You know, when you invited Jesus to come into your heart, and you still messed up, he didn't move out and find another apartment. He is with you. You ever ask him to come, he's there. He's there now. No matter what the devil wants to lie to you and tell you, I'm speaking to somebody. The devil will lie to you as often as you'll listen. He'll tell you you're not worthy. God's not with you. He'll lie to you about who God is and who you are. That's why you're here, is to learn who God is, so you'll know who you are. Hell yeah. Okay, let's get back. King David was another one who knew the ever-present God. Even though it was David's desire to build a tabernacle for the Lord, he also understood that he was not the man for the job. Because his relationship with the living God was so close, he was able to hear God when he spoke. So David knew the temple would be built by Solomon, his son, and not David himself. Through the Holy Spirit, God gave David the pattern for his house. After gathering materials, David charged his son with the construction assignment. He shared with Solomon what the Lord had told him to do and how he was to do it. It was a daunting task, but David knew God himself would be there to oversee the work. 1 Chronicles 28, verses 2 and 3. Then David the king stood up on his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said to me, 'You shall not build a house for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.'" Verse 6, "And he said unto me, 'Solomon your son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.'"
Amen. 1 Chronicles 28, verses 9 through 13. "And you, Solomon, my son, know you the God of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Ooh, take heed now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Not going to say it. "Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, and of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. Also, for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all vessels of service in the house of the Lord." And 1 Chronicles 28, 19 and 20. "All this," said David, "the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, 'Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my father God, will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. I don't want to take anything away from this message, but if you notice two times,
he said, just do it.
He said, just do it.
Just do it.
See, and Nike took and coined that and made mega millions of dollars off of that. Do it. You know, just do it. There it is. It's in the Bible.
Amen. Hallelujah. And again, I agree with you. I don't want to take anything away from this message, but I've got a challenging question that the Lord dropped in my spirit to challenge you. First challenging question of the night. As Phil was reading this, the Lord searches all hearts and understands all imaginations of the thoughts. And the Lord said to me at that point,
proves his mercy.
Yeah, it does prove his mercy. He knows all the imaginations of our thoughts, and he still loves us. But he said, ask if I would be happy and pleased with their thoughts. Would the Lord be pleased with the imaginations of your thoughts? Just asking. So, Solomon was appointed the task of building the temple to the Lord. Just do it, his dad said. When God appoints us a task, it is Jehovah Shema who sticks with us until the task is accomplished. When an assignment in your life comes from God, you can be sure he will be with you through it to see it to completion. He is not the God of starts only. Many in the body of Christ seem to have a ministry of starts. We can only conclude that the plan or idea or concept or strategy was either not a God-given one, or that these people stepped away from God's timing. We need three things to be in the presence of the Lord who is present to accomplish his purposes. We need the Word of God, we need the Spirit of God, and we need the timing of God. God's plans and purposes never fail. He is present with us to see them through, and he never starts something he doesn't finish. The Apostle Paul told us this in his letter to the Philippian church. The work God began in you, he will continue. The same is true for the works of love and faith he calls us to accomplish. Philippians 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Let's think about Jehovah Shema for just a few minutes in another perspective of the significance of truly getting to know God in this aspect of his name. Most of us are very familiar with some of the other common redemptive names of God, especially Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our victory, and Jehovah Jireh, it's actually Jehovah Yireh, the Lord our provider. We call on him by these names. We recognize him in these names, and we accept him in these names. Interestingly, none of the other aspects of God's character as revealed in these names he has called himself can be 100% effective if we don't know him as Jehovah Shema.
That's powerful.
Without knowing assuredly that the Lord is present with us, we cannot be sure of his power, and his mercy in other areas.
Wow. You have to first know and be sure. What do we mean? Simply this. Let's say we need to be healed of an infirmity, for example. We call on Jehovah Rapha to step in. But if we aren't familiar with Jehovah Shema, knowing the Lord is already with us, we are calling for God to come when he's already here. There may be some confusion and doubt as to whether he's going to show up and do what only he can do. Knowing he is with us, we can then tap into this aspect of the living God already in us because of our relationship with the Lord who is present. It's in the presence of the healer that the healing can be found. And knowing the Lord who is present gives us more confidence in our supplication. The same is true of peace and provision and victory in our lives. All aspects of God's divine nature are found in his presence. Are we asking him to come down from heaven when we call on Jehovah Rapha? Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is present with us. It is at hand, at my hand, at your hand. That is the sure knowledge of having relationship with Jehovah Shema.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Matthew 10, verses 7 and 8. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils.
Amen.
Freely you have received, freely give. If the Lord is present with you, and he is, then what do you have? Everything. First of all, as a true believer, you have the full name of God. If we hope to know who we are, we must first know the Lord who is present. The primary attribute of God's divine nature is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:16-17. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Let the main thing be the main thing. God's presence with us is firmly established throughout the scriptures. In Psalm 139, we learn that he knows when we sit down and he knows when we get up. There is no place in earth or heaven where we could go to get away from Jehovah Shema. He is present with us at all times and in all places. There is no place we are that he is not. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Whither shall I go from your spirit, or whither shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Paul tells us in the book of Romans that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Where his love is, he is, because God is love. Romans 8:38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah.
So many things were going. It's just, as you were reading, just, oh my goodness. I got to go back and just make a couple comments here. You know, a lot of people have a hard time with this scripture that Phil just read. As he is, so are we in this world. Chew on that for a while. If you love anything, it's because God's love is in you, because God is love. He is love. There's no place you can go from him because he's already with you. I was thinking about, you know, all the worship leaders and the pastors and the leaders in churches who like to say, oh, let's just welcome in the presence of God. There is a truth to that, but it's not the truth, because God came in with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's already there. If you're there, he's there. And nothing, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, or powers, or things present, or things to come, not height, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Everyone wants the goodies, the healing, the prosperity, the victory, the peace. What's the presence? It's likely that not many in the body of Christ have truly considered the many verses which speak of God's presence with us. It's a very casual, lightly thought of, sort of taken for granted concept. Oh, yeah, I know God's with me. Do we truly know that? Do we have a deep trust, an absolute assurance in that truth? Have we developed a certain relationship with Jehovah Shammah through our love for him? Are we following him? Are we flowing obedience? Is that flowing out of us, out of that love for God? These are valid questions to help us examine our hearts. Last week we talked about setting ourselves apart unto God, being holy as he is holy. One of the things said was that we must give over to him every area of our souls, examining the motivations of our hearts and the spiritual views we have of the Lord and of ourselves. That's a part of the process in becoming holy as he is holy. And it's also a vital piece in putting together our knowledge of Jehovah Shammah and our relationship with the Lord who is present. And if you would like to deepen that relationship and know him better and get rid of some hindrances, then I encourage you to pray this prayer with me. For anyone new on the line, we pray out loud because only God knows your thoughts and can read your mind. Only God. The angels need to hear your voice so they can be released to minister life to you. And the demons need to hear your voice so they know you have broken agreement with them. So pray with me, if you will. Oh, Father, I heard the questions being asked.
Oh, Father, I heard the questions being asked.
And I know they were coming from you.
And I know they were coming from you.
I was convicted to examine my heart.
I was convicted to examine my heart.
And search my motivations.
And search my motivations.
I admit to you, Lord.
I admit to you, Lord.
There have been times when doubt about your presence with me.
There have been times when doubt about your presence with me.
Has crept into my mind.
Has crept into my mind.
Forgive me, Father, for doubting you.
Forgive me, Father, for doubting you.
For crying out in my heart.
Crying out in my heart.
God, where are you?
God, where are you?
When you've been right here with me through everything.
When you've been right here with me through everything.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
For not recognizing the fourth man in the fire.
For not recognizing the fourth man in the fire.
During my own tribulations and trials.
During my own tribulations and trials.
I receive your forgiveness, Jesus.
I receive your forgiveness, Jesus.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
I declare to you now.
I declare to you now.
I want to develop a deeper relationship with you.
I want to develop a deeper relationship with you.
As the Lord who is present with me.
As the Lord who is present with me.
Through it all.
Through it all.
The good times and the bad.
The good times and the bad.
I can see that without knowing you in this way.
I can see that without knowing you in this way.
I cannot truly know you as healer.
I cannot truly know you as healer.
Or deliverer.
Or deliverer.
Or even as my peace.
Or even as my peace.
Or my provision.
Or my provision.
Give me your word every day.
Give me your word every day.
As a reminder that you are here.
As a reminder that you are here.
Show me the verses to live by.
Show me the verses to live by.
That free me from self-protection.
That free me from self-protection.
Self-preservation.
Self-preservation.
Self-sufficiency.
Self-sufficiency.
And all other unclean spirits.
And all other unclean spirits.
That will cause me to depend on myself.
It would cause me to depend on myself.
Or things in the world.
Or things in the world.
As my salvation.
As my salvation.
I don't want these unclean spirits in my life, Lord.
I don't want these unclean spirits in my life, Lord.
They have not been helping me.
They have not been helping me.
They have been hindering me.
They have been hindering me.
I know that now.
I know that now.
Take off the blinders.
Take off the blinders.
And reveal yourself.
And reveal yourself.
Help me know without question.
Help me know without question.
That you are with me.
You are with me.
You are here to free me from myself.
You are here to free me from myself.
You are here, Father, to flow your power in me.
You are here, Father, to flow your power
and
in me.
And through me.
And through me.
I don't have to do it myself.
I don't have to do it myself.
Ever.
Ever.
I don't have to figure it out on my own.
I don't have to figure it out on my own.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
You are here to lead me step by step.
You are here to lead me step by step.
From glory to glory.
From glory to glory.
And from faith to faith.
And from faith to faith.
I pledge to listen to you, Father.
I pledge to listen to you, Father.
And not the lies of hell.
And not the lies of hell.
And the spirit of the world.
And the spirit of the world.
Because I know you are with me.
Because I know you are with me.
And you will never leave me or forsake me.
And you will never leave me or forsake me.
Thank you, Lord, for your abiding presence.
Thank you, Lord, for your abiding presence.
In my life.
In my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just right now, I just speak to any spirits of self-protection, self-preservation, self-sufficiency that would have you striving And I remind you, unclean things, that these people have broken agreement with you. They said they don't want you in their lives. And so I cast you out. And I send you to the pit, that burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. They will trust in Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present, not themselves and not the world. Every spirit of self, self-protection, self-preservation, self-sufficiency, get up, get out, and go. I cancel your soul memories in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for renewing our trust and giving us that absolute assurance that we are fully persuaded you are with us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, if you have a comment or a question tonight, or if you didn't have a chance to let me know you're here and you want to let me know, please unmute your phone. You do that with *6 on your telephone keypad. Or if you're on a computer, there's an icon or something there, speaker.
Good evening, and thank you.
Good evening, Becky, and you're welcome.
And welcome. And you're welcome.
Good morning, from Philippines.
Good morning, Kathy. To you.
It really, a blessing to be hearing this word first thing in the morning. And I am embracing every and chewing every word that I've just heard right now. And I thank the Lord for his presence. And I do agree that when you learn to walk and move and flow with God, you just have to do it. I mean, obedience, just do it. And in a way that it's much easier and lighter when you are in agreement with God. And so I thank the Lord for this word that I get to hear in the morning. Praise God.
Hey,
amen. If Solomon can build his house, I can paint my fence. And the Lord says, just do it.
I think
that all these things that have been troubling me this fall and that I haven't done, and I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. Solomon built the temple of God. I can paint that lousy fence. So I got to just do it.
Just do it, Ben. You can do it.
Good message tonight. Yep. Lots
so
of stuff
ahead.
Here.
Go ahead.
You know, as I was making notes, it's kind of interesting tonight because I really try to get all the scriptures written down. But in the meantime, I'm writing, and it's like tonight you'd say something, and as I'd write, I kind of miss it. But I keep listening as I'm writing, and you'd say it in a different way, and then I'd write it in a different way. I had time to, because you'd expound on it once and then expound it on it again, and it just helped me with my note-taking tonight, so... Anyway.
Well, thank you. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And who else has something to say tonight? Anybody?
Vicki, I have a question. This is Nancy. I don't understand the furnace. Now, were the rocks so purified and translucent that they saw into that oven? I mean, I don't get the picture of the oven.
They had a big fiery furnace, and it was big enough to throw people into.
But I mean, did it become translucent because they burned so much fire hotter than ever before and it became translucent?
I don't think the fire, I mean, if you walked into a fireplace, we could see you were in there.
So it didn't have a wall on one side?
It had a door.
It had a viewing window.
It had a door, a viewing door.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it wasn't like a whole bricked in, you close it in oven. It's kind of like your oven has a door that you can see through.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so they could see. But actually, probably the door wasn't even closed because the guys that threw them in, they all died. The fire came out and engulfed them. So, you know, the door was probably open anyway.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I wasn't there. We'll have to ask them when we get there.
Uh-huh. Thank
what
you.
What did that look like, guys?
You know, it's just a miracle to me, though, that it says the fire was heated, what, 7 times hot, and the men that threw them in were burned to death, but they went in, weren't burned.
Right.
They weren't burned. Just
they
amazing.
Have said, I read somewhere that taking a regular fire, like we're building in our fireplace now, and increasing the heat 7 times is like nuclear power. It's like nuclear fire. So, you know, I don't know how true that is, but I did read it.
Think about it. I was thinking, go ahead, Phil.
When God wants to make a point, he always narrows it down to the very nth degree.
Yeah.
You know, say, you know, not only was it a hot fire, but it was 7 times hotter than a fire. And then yet they still were unsinged or untouched. When they were burning the altar, when Elijah had to pour water on it and then throw something else on it and throw more water on it. And then God proved. So he when he wants to make a point, he will make a point.
Yeah.
And he made the point that if he wanted them to know the truth, there was nothing they could deny.
And you know what I was thinking too? What must it have done for their faith if they would have seen the ones throwing them in being consumed, and they go on in, and they're not being consumed, and they're not being burned?
Well,
right. Yeah.
What a faith builder right there in the fire.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Well, it certainly made an impact on Nebuchadnezzar. Anybody says anything against their God, we're going to cut you to pieces. No God can do what this God does. So, hallelujah. Okay, any other comments before Phil closes our line tonight?
So does that mean Nebuchadnezzar was born again?
Well, you'll have to ask him. I think it certainly means that he decided to serve the living God.
Yeah, and all the other people, because they would be all cut into pieces if they didn't believe in that God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word tonight, Lord. I just ask that you seal it in our heart. Thank you that it makes us wonder, makes us think. Thank you, Lord. That's what you want us to do. That's what he wants everyone to do. Most people refuse. But thank you, Lord, that you have preserved a remnant for such a time as this, that we are seekers. And in all our getting, you say, get understanding. So thank you that you give us understanding, Lord, that we can put it in and add to the arsenal that you've given us of truth. And thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say, I think that the people who don't serve God, they don't really understand the benefits. They don't recognize the benefits, and that's why. They think they're better off with their own way. But once you have had an encounter, there's no turning back.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. The word from the Lord there, because she interrupted the prayer. Hallelujah. That's a word. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord, for that word.
Thank you, Lord.
That's Mitch. All right, Mitch. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being with us.
Amen.
The Father, seal this word in our hearts. Bless your people coming and going. And as Aaron, the high priest of Israel, at the instructions of Moses, who was instructed by God to bless the people, bless them in this way with what has become known as the Aaronic benediction. So we do that to close our meeting. Hallelujah. Do it in Hebrew and English. God bless you as you receive. Amen.
Can I make a comment real quick?
Yivarachatavanoi Vayishmarecha Yo'er Adonai Panavelecha Yifunecha Yisa Adonai Panavelecha V'yasemlecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. We receive it. I ask that you encamp your angels around your people this week. Give them a God-filled, glorious week, that they testify you, that they move powerfully in your kingdom, doing exploits in your name with signs following. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people. Bless your people, Israel. Thank you, Lord, for all who are with us, that their days are good. Multiply their efforts. Bless them in every way, financially, especially spiritually, but also financially, physically, in every way, Lord. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And we'll be back here. We will be back here in the morning. No, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's Tuesday. In the morning, 7:15. And this message will be repeated on Friday night as the Holy Spirit brings it. God bless you all. Have a great night's sleep. And as you rest, may the Lord bring you restoration. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Thank
good
you.
Good night.
And good night. Good morning to Kathy.
That's right. Good morning, Kathy.
Bye.
Bye, honey.